something else.
The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
It is time for a thrilling Thursday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Let the festivities commence. The celebration has Woo-hoo! Begun. For, back
for
on
for a Thursday.
The airwaves
Woo-hoo!
Are
yay!
Pals.
I guess.
Ironhead and Scott and we got stuff to talk about. You could talk.
Well, that would be nice.
Could do all of that.
That'd be great.
Let's do it!
Okay, I was going to say you're all a bit subdued for a thrilling Thursday. I'm like, wait a minute, we're going backwards here.
Suddenly occurred to me that it might not be as thrilling as I was making it out to be.
Oh,
but then again, maybe it will be.
I disagree.
All right, I'd like to hear it.
All right, we have lots of things to go over this morning. We have an interesting guest. Really looking forward to this.
I am too.
We're going to talk with Morgan Siegfried, who is the general manager of the, we'll call it the new Penn State Playfly NIL effort. And I think, again, this is about, you know, paying athletes. This is the world we live in now, college athletes, all right? And so, with help from somebody, we set up this interview, and I thought, I've got so many questions, it takes more than one screen on my device here. We're going to have a lot of questions for Morgan. This is coming up, I think, actually, I'm not sure when Morgan's coming in. I think 9 o'clock. But either way, when she gets here, we're looking forward to talking with her about a lot of stuff because I think a lot of folks still don't quite understand what all this is. All right? Okay, athletes are getting paid. Then what? There's a lot of then what questions. And so the background, how's it going now? How does this compare to other schools? What does the future look like right now? And so on, because there's, you know, government wants to get involved and all these other elements that are kind of flying around right now. This is still rather chaotic. You know, just, I'm a high school kid. I'm really good at, I don't know, basketball or something. Hey, I got a chance to make some money, like right now. Well, how much money and how does that get handled? Where does the money come from? All that stuff. And so we're going to be talking with Morgan later on, hopefully get a lot of answers to some of those questions. So that's going to be, I've been looking forward to this one for days.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
All right, so stay tuned for that. A little bit later on, okay? All right, let's see. What do we got here for a Thursday morning? Now, it's interesting, all right, if you are up and around this morning and you go outside, yep, the haze is still there. It's that doggone wildfire smoke and so on. If my gadget is to be believed, I think it is, the air quality index number is 104, which is essentially the same as it was at this time yesterday. And we mentioned it when it hits triple digits, that's when you should start to pay a little attention to this. So my gadget says 104, unhealthy for sensitive groups. So in other words, you know, if you have maybe asthma or some other, I don't know, breathing difficulty and so on, or some kind of a health issue, going outside today, you might want to put a mask on, maybe. Otherwise, take it easy, okay? I find it interesting. Now, for the last 2 days, we had an official air quality alert. I don't know, code orange or whatever it was called.
Oh, boy.
Okay? And first it was just Tuesday. Then it got extended to Wednesday. And yesterday I thought, well, judging by the numbers I'm seeing, they're going to extend it again for Thursday. Actually, no. The air quality alert expired at midnight last night, and yet the numbers this morning are, well, the same. All right. I really thought they'd extend this thing, all right, make it official and so on. They haven't. So hopefully, I'm going to cross my fingers, that means maybe this stuff is finally going to start to blow out of here today. Or by tonight, and so on, that we get this stuff out of here because this drives me crazy. Here's a quick story. All right, I get home yesterday, and I thought, I really need to mow my lawn. All right, it's been a while since I've mowed my lawn, and the weeds. might be more weeds than lawn, I'm not sure. And I thought, all right, I'm going to mow the lawn. Just for a moment, I thought, maybe I should wear a mask while I'm doing this. I thought, nah, it's okay, I'll be fine. So I've got a big lawn out in Penns Valley where I live. Got a big lawn. Lawn tractor takes me 2 hours, essentially, to do all the work. And when it was done, oh, my lawn is spectacular. Oh, it's immaculate. All those real estate terms.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And so on. But as soon as I was done mowing, what I noticed was my nose is burning a little bit. I was really kind of dried out. And I had an ever so slight headache. I don't get headaches when I mow the lawn. And I just thought, okay, I'm not in a risk group, but after 2 hours of mowing outside, this thing had a little bit of an effect on me. So I jumped in the shower, because I had to kind of rehydrate, if you will, and slurp down some non-alcoholic beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's wise. And so that just sort of rehydrate, all right? So it affected me a little bit yesterday. So I can imagine if I was somebody, thankfully, I don't have any health conditions and so on, but if I did, all right, and once again today, you know, if that's you, let's, you know, take it easy. All right, let's take it easy. No running the marathon today. Okay, no, don't do that. Save that for, well, I would say save it for a few days. Apparently, I think pretty much all the weather outlets now are saying the hot weather, here it comes. It's coming back. Probably Sunday, definitely Monday. Expect temperatures probably somewhere at least around 90 degrees. Into next week. I'm not sure it's all next week, but into at least the middle of next week. The hot weather's making a comeback. Yeah, we could really use some rain. We could really use some rain.
Yes, sir.
I don't see any rain in the forecast anytime for the next several days. Hope I'm wrong on that, but, stay tuned. We'll got that. Grange Fair. Okay. No, not yet. Not yet.
It's coming.
It's a week off. Now, officially, opening day is next Friday, the 15th. It's really next Thursday, the 14th. Next Thursday is sort of the official move-in day. Now, again, if you're new to the neighborhood, you're probably thinking, okay, I've been to fairs and carnivals. Move-in day? What does that mean?
Oh, boy.
Well, you've never been to the Grange Fair, okay? The tents have been up for weeks. They've got the trailer areas ready to go. And next Thursday, 1 week from today, will be the day that, and it's unbelievable, it really is, thousands of people will move into the Grange Fairgrounds in Center Hall. It's just... It's been a little while, but I've brought people to the fair that have never been here before, like they're visitors. And we walk around the fair and their eyes are open like, oh my gosh, look at this. Oh my God. Yeah. They're living in that tent. Yes, they live in the tent. Isn't that crazy? The official opening ceremonies are next Thursday evening. And actually, while people are moving in next Thursday, they've got a bunch of things that are happening, like the Junior Rabbit Show is next Thursday. That's one of the first things that they do. And then they have other fun things that they do and so on. I've actually been really trying to get a Grange Fair guest just to kind of give us like a preview and so on. They're too busy. I mean, they are literally too busy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I've stopped. Now, granted, I'm from Penns Valley, so the fairgrounds are not far from where I live. And I've stopped in twice with my Grange Fair friends there. And you go into, like, the headquarters and so on, and it's just a beehive of activity. I mean, literally, people are bouncing off the walls. They're getting stuff ready to go. They have, you know, paraphernalia for all the tenters and the trailers and trailer people and so on. And they got to make sure that all the vendors are taken care of. It is insane. So I'm an idiot. I should have done this weeks ago. Contacted my Grange Fair friends to say, hey, can somebody join us? No, I only did this about a week and a half ago. Way too late. Shame on me. That's my fault. So sorry about that. But Grange Fair is a week off, so get ready. All right, let's see what else. Well, if you follow news, all right, there was an incident down at a Fort Stewart in Georgia yesterday where some Army sergeant, who knows why, maybe we'll find out, just I don't know, went berserk or something, grabbed a weapon, shot some fellow soldiers. Now, the good news is, again, the soldiers were told were going to be okay. They apprehended the guy. He was subdued and apprehended. And so here we go. Here's another one of these where over time we're going to find out, okay, what happened to this guy? Why did he do this? Why? I mean, he was a current Army sergeant. This wasn't some outsider coming in. This was somebody on the base. Like, what the? Yeah. All right, another one of those. So follow your news. You know, probably, I'm going to say in the next few days, maybe the next couple of weeks, we'll hopefully get some information what happened here. All right, we're ready for another round of Tariff Palooza. I don't know what else to call it. Donald Trump loves his tariffs. And once again, at midnight last night, a whole bunch of new ones kicked into gear, including some big ones. And, of course, some people are cheering us on, and some people are really angry, and so on and so forth. Folks, I'm not a tariff expert, but I know what Trump and company are trying to do here. It's very simple. They're trying to get better trade deals. And there are a lot of countries that have reacted like, okay, U.S., okay, let's do something. Let's sit down and talk. And they've done that, which is great. Europe, you know, some other countries, China, we're still working on China, but at least there have been some moves there. A bunch of other countries have said, all right, we'll do a new deal. Interesting that Canada and Mexico, our two neighbors, they're not moving too fast. All right. Yeah, so we're still talking to them. Our three biggest trading partners are Canada, Mexico, and China. All right. As far as percentages and stuff like that. We're still negotiating. India, big time tariffs because of various reasons. Switzerland, big time tariffs for various reasons. Okay. We know this already. You don't just sit down, snap, make a trade deal, snap, here we go, let's get started. Doesn't work that way. All right. A, it takes time to negotiate. Then when you get an agreement, okay, great, that's wonderful. B, it takes time to get it going. You just don't snap your fingers and it happens. We knew that. Now, some people, again, still do the knee-jerk reactions. Oh, I can't believe this. Oh, because they don't realize this takes time. This is a long-term strategy. Short-term pain, long-term gain. I think probably anybody in business, you say that, they recognize, okay, yeah, we're not thrilled with that prospect, but we get it. Short-term pain, long-term gain. You're planning for the long term. Problem is, in American society so much in recent years, we want short term, right now, want it now, do it now. It's not the way it works. It just isn't. All right? Short term pain, long term gain. We're still in the short term pain phase. Now, will the long term gain show up? Ah, there's the question. All right? And as a cliche, only time will tell. There it is. All right. Oh, we've got more jeans news. Oh, wonderful.
Yay!
Isn't this exciting? All right. This got people all riled up yesterday when Beyonce shows up. All right. The terrific singer in Levi's jeans. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
All right, so Beyonce is the star of a new promotion, like commercials and so on, for Levi's jeans. All right, so we have Sydney Sweeney and American Eagle jeans. Now we have Beyonce and Levi's jeans. And I saw some pictures yesterday. Beyonce looks terrific in her Levi's jeans. She looks great. All right, sexy and all that sort of stuff. Great. Okay, wonderful. One thing, now, maybe I missed it. I'm just curious. I'm assuming Levi's already had set up a promotion with Beyonce. In other words, she was going to model jeans, their jeans. Okay. What I'm wondering is if somehow after the reaction to the American Eagle Sydney Sweeney promotion.
Was there a reaction to that?
Oh, you think?
Huh.
Hey, I think there was. All right.
Well, be darned.
Did Levi's like say, "Oh, we got to hurry up and get our promotion out the door now, now, now"? In other words, maybe they were waiting for a little bit. Like maybe this fall they were going to cut loose their promotion, but they see what's happened just in the last, what would it be, 2 weeks about the Sidney Sweeney deal, and American Eagles, they're selling the jeans and their stock price is up and they're doing really great. Okay. Did Levi's rush their promotion out there to say, "Oh, we better hurry up or we're going to get buried. Quick, let's get Beyonce out there." All right. And so on. I don't know. I would be curious if some story or reporter knows. I would be curious to know that. Did American Eagle's promotion affect Levi's promotion? I don't know. I do find it interesting, only because my eyes are open. All right, Beyonce, and again, I hate this term. Beyonce is a person of color. Ugh. Again, white's not a color. All right, whatever. With blonde hair. Now, part of the shtick that some people tried to nail on Sidney Sweeney, oh, white blonde, okay, well, that obviously means Nazis and fascism and so on. Okay, now here's Beyonce with blonde hair. Now, she looks terrific. She looks awesome, all right? She does. She's great. I'm waiting for some of the same outrage against Levi's that was heard against American Eagle in the past 2 weeks. Is there going to be any outrage out there? Or will some people, again, just finally start to realize, okay, they're trying to sell jeans. That's it. That's all this is. They're trying to sell blue jeans with famous, attractive young women modeling the jeans. That's all this is. That's all this ever was. Let's see. This just cut loose yesterday. So give this a few days. Wait for the weekend talking heads on television. All right, let's see what they have to say. Or not. Yeah, the comparison here will be very interesting. I came across this yesterday, and I'm just going to read this. This is from the Epoch Times, which is a conservative media outlet. I'm signed up for all kinds of stuff. And they had an op-ed piece that they published yesterday. I didn't read the whole piece. I'm thinking, that's an interesting thought. Okay. Now, let's see if you agree with this.
All right.
The headline of this is, Sidney Sweeney becomes the symbol of a U.S. cultural shift. That's the headline. And then the lead on this, and I'm just reading here. It says, this is from the op-ed writer, and I didn't even get the person's name. It says, our culture in the United States is changing, whether it's in film, fashion, or even just social discourse. The previous narratives based around identity politics are fading away. A recent focal point of this shift has been the American Eagle ad featuring actress Sidney Sweeney. Despite online criticism, the company refused to back away from its advertisement. President Donald Trump has weighed in. Now, first off, Donald Trump weighs in on anything. Hey, Mr. President, what did you think of the tomato soup today in the White House cafeteria? Well, he'll talk about anything. So I'm not sure about that part. But is this a cultural shift? Yes, American Eagle has taken some serious criticism, and they've stood their ground, where in the past they may have said, well, maybe we shouldn't have done this. But no, they've stood their ground this time, and they are gaining from it. Yes or no? All right, before we go out, let's take a call. Right,
let's
here.
Head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, good morning, guys. I am so sick of Beyonce's cultural appropriation.
I was thinking the same thing. I almost even said it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, now hold on. For folks who aren't familiar,
I almost
either you or the caller
up.
Explain what that means. Caller, explain what that means.
Everyone knows that only white people have blonde hair. Everyone knows that only white people listen to country music. And everyone knows only white people wear Levi's.
Yep.
Now,
listen. Yeah. You realize how ridiculous that sounds, right?
Of course.
Well, there you go.
Yes. listen, that pendulum that we talk about all the time, it is swinging back. And one of the things that is happening, whether you want to give Donald Trump direct credit or not, I don't care. We are swinging back toward common sense, where we are, as an overall American civilization, recognizing, wait a second, men are men. Women are women. And, yes, it is okay if you want to wear something that has historically been associated with another group of individuals. In fact, it's actually pretty cool that you'd want to buy and purchase clothing that historically is associated with another group. Very cool. Good on you. You get to choose what clothes you want to buy. You get to choose the way you want to appear out in public. Yes, it is refreshing. We are swinging that pendulum back to, oh, wait a second, let's allow common sense to prevail. There are actual pronouns out there that have specific meanings, and you can't demand that somebody use a pronoun that is, grammatically incorrect. The they thing just drives me nuts just because of the, that is a plural pronoun. You as an individual can't be a they. That's another story for another day. But yeah, the common sense pendulum is swinging back in full force, and it is wonderful to see.
One of the funniest movies out there, I'm sure you both have seen it, maybe not, White Chicks. Two black actors, the Wayans brothers, playing two white girls. That's one of the funniest movies out there. It's played all the time. People love it. But as soon as a white person does blackface, whoo, we're up in arms. Got to cancel them.
Yeah,
that is a thought.
I hope you're right, Jeff. I hope we're on the way back to sanity.
I really think we are. Now, could it swing back the other way in another four years or 3 years now? I suppose. But it feels like we have some momentum here on the common sense side.
Thanks for your call.
Appreciate the phone.
Yeah,
call.
Pendulums have a habit of moving. All right. Back and forth. So I don't know if you agree with that op-ed writer. It was an interesting piece, and it's something to think about. It is. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We have our sports segment coming up in a bit. I'm really curious to see how my partner does the sports segment today.
Uh-huh.
This should be interesting. Again, later on, all of this college sports NIL stuff, money and athletes and so on, we're going to see, get some answers, get some insights, background, maybe the future, whatever. A really good conversation coming up, and we'll have some open line time later on. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Do not go anywhere. We will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How much? I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. And, lots rolling your way here later in the program. Right now we take a check of sports and more preseason watch lists being released for college football. And Penn State senior wide receivers Trevor Peña and Devontae Ross. Peña transferring in from Syracuse, Ross from Troy. Both have been named to the Biletnikoff Award watch list. That award annually recognizes the outstanding college football wide receiver, it actually has been expanded. It's any pass catcher.
That would include
your tight ends and theoretically
running backs.
Your running backs and, it would even include your offensive tackles from time to time.
I don't think you're going to see an offensive tackle
win the Biletnikoff Award. That would be, I think you could get pretty good odds in Vegas on that one. All right, Penn State women's volleyball team ranked number 2 in the preseason coaches poll, Nebraska. Fellow Big Ten member and rival of the Nittany Lions is number 1. The defending national champion Nittany Lions are 2nd, followed by Pitt, Louisville, and Texas, respectively. Other Big Ten teams ranked include 8th-ranked Wisconsin, 11th-ranked Minnesota, 15th-ranked Purdue, 18th-ranked UCLA, and 21st-ranked USC. Penn State will face 7th-ranked Kentucky, 12th-ranked Creighton, 13th-ranked Arizona State, 14th-ranked Kansas, and 25th-ranked TCU in non-conference play. Actually, they'll face Purdue in
win a non-conference match as well here in the early part of the schedule. Penn State will be opening up its season in the AVCA first serve event out in Nebraska against Creighton on Saturday, August 23rd. The home opener for the returning national champions will be against Kentucky on Tuesday, September 5th at Rec Hall. The Big Ten, I think this was already pretty widely known, but the Big Ten officially releasing the sites for the conference championship events for the upcoming year. And Penn State is indeed hosting the Big Ten Wrestling Championships on March 7th and 8th at the Bryce Jordan Center. The Nittany Lions will be looking for a fourth straight conference championship in front of the hometown fans. And the details on ticket information and all of that will be forthcoming. What in short order.
That's a bummer for you. No road trip.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. We're going to...
Put that on X Twitter yesterday. Bummer for the Ironhead. No road trip.
Sorry. We are going to persevere as best we can.
Go stay home. wife will be happy. I don't know.
I don't know. Will she?
Maybe not. I'll take that back. Let's move on.
Oops. I'm not sure. Yeah, it'll be the postseason this year. It will be nice for Penn State fans. You have the Big Ten championships right here in Happy Valley. And then for the NCAA championships, you got to go all the way out to Cleveland.
That's it. Oh, that's
road. So that's a
easy road trip.
Yeah, pretty nice postseason schedule.
Hop on 80 and go
for Penn State wrestling this year. All right, the State College Spikes. They win one in overtime last night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Jason Shockley was facing this situation. He had no outs. And the bases were loaded in the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker. So what do? Facing that situation, you strike out three straight Mahoning Valley batters. And that is what he did. And the Spikes get the win after the 2-2 regulation tie last night. That was pretty spectacular stuff. Shannar Brown had tied the game with a two-out, two-run single in the fifth inning for the Spikes. The Spikes will try to build off of that win. They'll play the second of the three-game series against the Scrappers tonight at 6:35 at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The San Francisco Giants topped the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-2 yesterday to take 2 of 3 in that series. It was 2-2 going to the ninth. Dominic Smith doubled in the go-ahead run, and then Patrick Bailey added an RBI single for a little insurance, giving San Francisco the 4-2 victory. The Pirates will host the Reds in the first of four against Cincinnati at PNC Park. The Orioles got lucky. They got They got an unbelievable break.
Come on.
Get lucky.
Unbelievable.
Way the ball bounced in their favor. They salvaged the final game of their series against the mighty Phillies 5-1 yesterday. Trevor Rogers went 6 innings to get the victory for the very lucky Baltimore Orioles. Phillies will have today off before they open a 3-game series against the Rangers in Texas tomorrow night. Now, excuse me, if you're a Pirates fan, first of all, God bless us all. It's been rough. But you're thinking to yourself, man, there's this window of opportunity that we've been talking about with Paul Skeens and the starting pitching. And I mentioned when the trade deadline, boy, this is disappointing. But what could be happening, the Pirates are getting ready for a blockbuster offseason. They're going to package some of these guys together. They're going to go out and they're going to make some moves, get some big bats in here, transform this lineup into a formidable National League powerhouse. And then you read this story yesterday, and several stories like it. This one is from Pittsburgh Baseball Now. John Pirotto writes, Pittsburgh Pirates general manager Ben Cherington said last week that the money the team saved at the MLB trade deadline would be reallocated. It appears the money will not be reallocated into a larger budget in 2026. Two sources briefed on the situation telling Pittsburgh Baseball Now that owner Bob Nutting will likely give Cherington the same player payroll as this season, or perhaps a little lower.
Oh, geez, really? Really?
Way to get your fan base. How could the fan base be more deflated than it is right now? The Pirates, Bob Nutting says, I know! You did it, Bob. You jackass. One source saying something would have to drastically change for the payroll to increase. Sell the team. That would be drastic and wonderful. God, what an embarrassment. Why Major League Baseball is allowing this clown to continue to own an organization that has the historic pride that the Pirates do is... I'm turning my frustration now from Nutting to Major League Baseball. You cannot allow this. You cannot allow a payroll that is the one of the least, if not the least, in all of Major League Baseball. When you have Paul Skenes, this window of opportunity, and they're going to turn around and pocket more money, put it into their own coffers and not invest in the organization.
All right,
just
all right. Help
unbelievable.
Me, help me out here. What is MLB supposed to do?
Can they similar to what they did in Tampa? Tell them you got to sell the team because you're not serious about being an owner that is providing an opportunity in the best interests of Pittsburgh Pirates baseball. That's what should happen. That's not going to happen. Baseball has shown no interest in doing that with Nutting. But this is beyond embarrassing. This is awful.
Okay.
Philadelphia Eagles will open up preseason action tonight against the Cincinnati Bengals. This game pretty much determines whether or not one of these teams have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. That's the way I'm seeing
really?
It. Whoever wins this game
one.
Has a shot.
Okay.
The loser, forget about it. Or it actually could be just completely irrelevant because mostly it's going to be a bunch of guys that aren't even going to be on the roster in a few weeks duking it out on the
Well, team. No, but, wait. A few of them will make the team.
Well, that is true.
And so you do the preseason games to figure out the few of them that will make the team.
You do indeed.
There it is.
Eagles and Bengals tonight, if you are interested, it'll be a 7:30 kickoff. Expectations are high in Philadelphia. I think the Eagles have higher hopes than the Pittsburgh Pirates do with their future.
What about the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, Steelers are kind of in between. All not right. Not nearly as high hopes as the Eagles have, but I don't think we're anywhere near Pirates mode with the Steelers.
No,
there's at least realistic hopes for the playoffs with the football organization.
And they've got a preseason game Saturday night with
Jacksonville.
Bring on the Jaguars.
So watch for that.
Right. And then finally, let's go back to Major League Baseball. And my only question is, what took so long? All right, MLB finally is going to have a female umpire this weekend at the majors. What took so long? Now, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name. Jen, P-A-W-O-L, Powell, is going to work the Marlins-Braves games this weekend. They have a doubleheader on Saturday, I guess earlier rainout. And then she's going to do the balls and strikes on Sunday's game. She's the first female major league umpire. And I'm just, what took so long? I gathered these numbers. The NBA has had a female referee at the top level since 1997. NFL has had female referees since 2012. All right, Scott here. I like soccer. All right, international soccer. When I like to watch that. There's dozens of female referees in international soccer, like all over the world. There are other female umpires in the minors. I don't understand why it's taken so long to get one up to the majors. Now, this will get big play this weekend. All right, this, along with the scores and so on, this is going to get big play. I'm just wondering, I don't understand. What took so long? This should have happened years ago.
I don't know how many have tried.
Well, it's not a giant number, but there's, I would say, a significant number of minor league umps.
Yeah.
But nobody's ever, now I don't know all the particulars. How do you jump, make the jump from one to the other? I assume you're graded and all this stuff. How accurate are you? And la, la, la. I assume that's got a lot to do with it. Is there anything else? But watch
the. I don't think the NHL has had. There are in minor league hockey, and I'm sure there will be at some point here. But I don't think the NHL has.
I don't know of any there either. And the notes I was able to find, the NHL is not mentioned. So I assume at the top level there are none. But it's like baseball, this is a first. I'm like, okay, why didn't this happen years ago? What took so long? Anyway. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to keep on the sports talk going. We'll have some open line time later next hour. Again, all this stuff with NIL, college athletics, players being paid, and where's the money coming from? All this, the brave new world, if you will. We have a guest. We're going to talk more about this and how it affects Penn State and so on. Some good stuff coming up. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
you've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. We'll have some open phone time coming up toward the end of the big show today.
All right, we're going to learn some things today. Scott here, I'm semi-old, and I still don't understand a lot of this. NIL, money, athletes, what the heck is going on stuff. All right? And so we want to welcome to our program Morgan Siegfried, who is, let's see if I got this right, Morgan. You're the general manager of the Penn State Playfly NIL group.
Yes.
That sound about right?
We'll take it.
Is that the official title?
Yeah.
I don't. What
general
is the
manager of
what
NIL.
Is the official title there?
General manager of NIL for Playfly Max.
Okay.
Yeah.
That helps. All
you
right.
Got it.
As I joked with Morgan during the break, I've got 1,000 questions. I'll ask about 100 of them. All right. Because, again, a lot of this stuff is, I think a lot of people, I could be wrong. No, I don't think so. A lot of folks are still confused by a lot of this brave new world, as I called it, and so on. All right. Well, first off, let's find out about you. All right. Tell us something about yourself. What's your background? You know, where you're from and all that sort of thing. And when it comes to this NIL, new responsibilities, you know, what's your experience with that? Tell us about you.
Oh, goodness. How far do you want me to go back?
Well, not till birth. Okay. We don't need to go back that far.
I'll give you the cliff notes. I am a PA girl through and through. So I went to Temple, played soccer there. Then right out of college, I got my first job in sports at Lipscomb in Nashville. From there, I went to Temple, was there for 5 years, and then I went to Kansas for 3.5 years. I ended there as an associate AD. I was there when we won the national championship in basketball, so that was good times. And then I went to the agency world, and I was repping NBA, WNBA athletes and coaches, and then college coaches. So that kind of led me nicely into this position, and when it came up, I thought it was an amazing fit and a chance to come closer to home. And so since then, it's just been, my hair has been on fire since I took this job.
How long have you been in the role now?
9 months. Okay. I started last September. More than 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been baptism by fire, though, for sure.
I can understand. One of the challenges, I'm guessing, is that this, it's not like we now know. We have a better idea, certainly, but of kind of how this thing is moving forward. But there's still a lot of moving parts, right, and a lot of uncertainty about how some of this stuff is ultimately going to settle out.
Well, and that's why it's hard when you guys talk about having questions. I'm like, I have questions too.
Yeah.
Anyone who tells you they're an NIL expert, it changes every day. And that's where I give like our coaches, our administration so much credit, because the fact that we've been able to evolve the way we have and stay competitive, like some people aren't and some people can't. And it's hard.
Well, and I've used the line on this show and the show I do with Goon Conlon often, which is that, and I think there are a lot of people that, man, I just don't like this new world. And that's cool. And I think maybe if you got Truth Serum and Pat Kraft and James Franklin and a lot of these folks, they tell you, yeah, this isn't our preference either. But to the point you just made, you cannot like it. But we're in a competitive world. If you're not playing this game, you are falling behind. And what Pat Kraft has done in very short order is get Penn State near the top in competitive fashion with everybody else that is playing the game. And again, you cannot like it. You can have reservations about it. You can wish this was different and that was different. But you better be playing the game if you want to be competitive at the highest level. And I think Pat very quickly understood that and very quickly moved to get some pieces in place to allow that to happen here at Penn State.
Yeah, not liking it is actually completely understandable, especially with our fan base. We're very blue-collar. But if you like to win, you kind of have to evolve to it. And that's, again, where I give us credit, because we're not sitting around like being curmudgeon about it, being like, this stinks. We've been like, all right, we have to embrace it. And how, and the way we have and the success we had last year shows that we have been able to evolve. And that's credit to our fans, like I said. But I understand where people are coming from.
From one of the things that I think is neat about this, though, is some of the creative opportunities. And Pat, again, I give all kinds of credit. He's like, come to me with ideas, coaches, staff members. Not saying we're going to do everything, but let's spitball it. Let's figure out and let's try some things and see if they work. Maybe they won't, and we can adjust. But I think that is, to everyone's credit, like there's a lot of, hey, let's think outside the box here on ways we can create opportunities for our student athletes.
Yeah, I mean, I always say anyone can have a million-dollar idea, but can you execute it? And so I think I was kind of brought in to make sure we execute some of those, you know, maybe not million-dollar ideas, but big-dollar ideas. And so we've kind of hit the ground running in the last year, and I think we're getting things done. And I think there's a lot of donor fatigue, so trying to come up with creative ways that isn't just hitting people for money left and right is huge. And just taking advantage of, you know, people that want true athlete marketing and bringing them value and a return on their investment. Because at first, let's be honest, it was pay for play. And it's continued to evolve. And now we have rev share and all these different things. But, it's definitely been interesting, to say the least.
I'm sure of that.
All right, a general question, Morgan, because you just mentioned pay for play.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what most folks think. That's what this is. This is nothing more than pay for play. I'm a high school kid. I'm a really good basketball player. All right, Penn State, you pay me, I'll come play for you. That's not what this is, or that's only a filament of this. What I think a lot of folks don't have an understanding of the full realm of what is this. See if you can kind of explain.
There's a part of that, like there's contracts and things like that, but all of our coaches, I mean, I just watched an interview Coach Franklin did with LeVar Arrington, and he said, like, if a kid comes to us and the first thing they say is, how much can you pay me? He doesn't want that kid, right? So there's elements to it, but I don't think that's how we're leading the charge in any of our sports or teams or things. It's a balance for sure. It's complicated things. But it's definitely turning into more of a business, we could all, I think, confirm.
Should I assume that some of Penn State coaches have met kids and their first question was, how much are you going to pay me? Should I assume that's happened?
I think you could assume that's happening all over college athletics,
yes.
Right? Like, I mean, I could go on about that, but
I mean, I'm thinking about the quarterback from Tennessee. Yep. Last year, had a good season, and all of a sudden it's like he's gone, and he went to, what, UCLA or something, and allegedly his dad wanted more money. I mean, I'm assuming that that is an accurate description. Now, there's a situation, hey, how much are you going to pay me? Where that's not necessarily what this is. I guess that's where the confusion is. There's got to be more to this than, hey, hand me some money.
Yeah, you're trying to do right by kids, and you have a certain X amount of dollars to work with. And if someone doesn't want to be there because they don't think they're getting what, you know, it's like any job. Like, if you think you're worth more and you can go somewhere else that's better, go for it. Try. But it's not always, the grass isn't always greener. And that's, I mean, people that came back last year because of NIL that would have previously gone to the draft, like, that's where it benefits us, right? We retained our roster really well. So it just, it truly depends. Like, that Tennessee situation, I'm sure that was a nightmare for all parties involved. That's like your worst fear, right?
Well, and it is interesting because I think it's a great comparison with just, again, everyday people trying to be out there in the job market. And yes, the salary is an important component, and there are some people, man, just wherever I can get the highest salary. But I think most people, actually, it's like, yeah, I want a competitive salary. I don't want to be the lowest paid whatever, but I want to be in an environment where I like the people I'm working with. That's going to be good for my overall mental well-being. I want a place that I like, a location for my kids. And there's a bunch of things that come into play for most people. It's not just the salary. And again, there's going to be a handful of people that it is. Yeah, I just want to be the highest paid, and that's cool. Go pursue it. But my guess is you're fighting with most kids and the coaches that I've talked to. The families, they don't want to be lowball. They don't want to be, we're nowhere near the top 50% of what kids are making in our sport. But they don't need to be the highest pay when they see, hey, I have a coach that cares about me. They're developing me athletically, they're developing, they care about my overall well-being. Like, I think all of that factors in. You need to be competitive on the money front, there's no question, but I don't think there's, for most people, this drive that you better be paying me top dollar or I'm out. I don't think that generally applies.
No, you do have to be in the game. I 1,000% agree, but I will say, across the board in all of our sports, like, that's not how we lead recruiting. And that hasn't changed. And that's, again, where I give, like, our coaches a ton of credit, is we're still getting the same type of athletes we've always gotten. And we've evolved, for sure, but that part hasn't changed.
So, okay, I'm feeling better now, actually.
Good.
So selling, how do I phrase this? Selling Penn State is still a big part of this equation. In other words, come to Penn State because we have this, forget the money. We have this, we got Center County, we have State College, what a great place to be. That's still a big part of college sports recruiting, is selling the school.
Oh, yes? For sure. I mean, look at Gavin McKenna, like, coming, choosing to come here. He could go anywhere and get probably a ton of money anywhere. But Coach Godowski, his personality, what he's done here, like, the town, the fan base, everything that ice hockey is here, like, that matters still, for sure. So that part has not changed.
Okay. So the student-athlete part, and again, Megan, I'm semi-old, all right? For
Morgan.
Me, student-athlete still counts for something. The student part still counts for something.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
You have to want to be here. Like, no one's grinding it out of the school. I mean, not the type of people we want here, right?
Yeah.
Like, it still matters. And again, I think if they come here and they say, like, how much am I getting, then I don't know any of our coaches that would just play that game. True. And that's where we have, like, really high character coaches, and that's why who leads your team is so important. They're almost like CEOs now, right? They have to, like, find high character student athletes to come here, and it's a trickle effect.
Actually, I find it interesting. I don't know how many of the Penn State teams now have a manager or a general manager. Do you know off the top of your head, does every team have a general manager now? Like every individual team? Does wrestling have a general manager?
He does a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Like Clay, amazing job.
Clay is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
And their job is to, their job is to,
six, I think that
maybe
I can,
more. But, I mean, all of our teams have someone probably dedicated to NIL in some capacity. Maybe it's not their full-time job, but like a lot of our teams do have people that it is their full-time job. And then if not, it's a huge part of their role.
So students or athletes still have to go to class. They still have to get decent grades. None of that has changed. Even with this new money element that has suddenly shown up.
Yeah, you still have to, like, pass the clearinghouse, keep your GPA up. Like, none of that has changed. It's definitely changed things, though. Like, I know I've heard Coach Franklin say, like, parking lot looks a little different. But the type of athletes that we get are still the same, like, high-character people we've always looked for.
Okay. And I'm assuming somebody out there is comparing. All right, Mr. Ironhead, you mentioned Penn State near the top. Who's at this top? Because certainly every university is dealing with this, but differently. Some are doing well. Some, I think you might have mentioned, not so well. Mm-hmm. Who's up there? Who's up at the top level? Who's Penn State really competing against?
I can't even speak to that because so much is hearsay. Like, that's the part that we'll get coaches really worked up. Well, I heard this school's doing this and this school's doing that. And it's, you know, a whisper down the lane effect. But I don't think our competitors have changed much. Like, I'm trying to think of any school that's totally taken advantage of NIL. Maybe BYU. Like, you know, that they maybe have completely taken advantage of NIL, because before, would the number one basketball player in the country go there?
Probably not so much.
I don't want to speak for him, but he's getting a nice paycheck to go there. But other than that, I think we're still competing with the same schools we were always competing with. And hopefully we can just make it another way we can recruit better against schools.
BYU.
Yeah.
Religious school.
Yeah.
So they're all in.
I mean, from what I've seen, they're doing a good, they have a lot of dedicated supporters. And someone told me it's because they're used to paying the church. So now it's like paying athletes. No,
just shift it over. There you
go. I don't know. I can't speak to that too much, but just interesting how they did get that basketball player.
All right. Now we'll take a break in a moment. Earlier you mentioned donor fatigue. And I've sort of seen it from a distance, like, okay, here we go again. It's like charities, all right? Scott here, I give to a few charities, and then I hear from more and more and more. It's like, oh, for goodness sakes, my checkbook's only so big. Where does this money come from? Just an open-ended question. Where does the money for this come from? I think some folks think it comes from tuition, which is not accurate, is it? Okay. No. Okay. No. Where does this money come from?
All over the place. I mean, it can be small fees on things. It can be money we fundraise. It can be from corporate partners who do NIL dollars. It can be from where you launch Roar Plus. That's going to be a huge place it comes from. It can be from truly 50-50 raffles in game. I mean, events all over the place, which is why it takes such a group effort to get the money and the dollars that we need. So, everywhere.
Hoagie sales? Or
No, we're not doing any PTO sales, but right. It's not a terrible idea.
All right. Okay, I was going to say good. I'm not sure about that. I was joking about the hoagie sales.
No.
All right, let's take a break right here. Again, our guest is Morgan Siegfried from, now again, what's the official title of your group, Morgan?
General Manager of NIL for PlayFi Max.
Okay. When we come back, I bet a lot of folks don't understand what PlayFi is. So we got to touch on that. And we still have some other questions here, so stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey.
What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Hey, make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday. Jeff and Scott with you again. We'll have some open phone time coming up later this hour.
Got a few more minutes with our guest Morgan Siegfried from the, okay, what's the title again? I forgot what it was.
General already. Manager of NIL for PlayFly Max.
Okay. What is PlayFly? I think a lot of folks maybe have heard that term PlayFly, like what the heck is that? What is PlayFly?
It's a third party that manages all of our corporate partnerships. So anything you see, signage on the field, things like that, they sell that. They basically own the IP for Penn State Athletics and have the right to sell that and hit certain numbers. And it brings in a lot of revenue for Penn State Athletics.
Okay. Yeah, it used to be Learfield Sports, and then PlayFly came in. So some, if you're a longtime listener like to football and basketball, Learfield Sports, you heard that term. Well, now it's play fly. So that particular group. Okay. So now I guess I'm still used to the old mold, Morgan, where if a player is going to go pro, a player gets an agent. All right. Then there's dealings. Do college athletes now have agents?
Or is it, for sure.
They do.
Yes. And that's, good ones too.
And that's totally allowed.
Totally allowed. Okay. Actually recommended.
Is it pretty much, is it the same setup? You know, you got an agent, they're trying to get the athlete money, whether if it's a pros team or now it's a college team, it's the same rules and so on?
Maybe not the same rules because you still have to follow like NCAA rules, but, you know, there's really good agents out there and then there's some bad players in the industry, but, honestly, I work with a lot of our athletes' agents and they're really good. And just advocating on behalf of their client, which is truly an agent's job. And maybe I have insight because that is what I used to do, so I understand where they're coming from. And most of them have been really good to work with.
Talk about it, and I'm presuming most of our audience knows, but NIL is name, image, likeness. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of talk that when the revenue sharing went into place, NIL would go by the boards. What is the rule now? Because the ROLE, not rule, the role that NIL plays now, because there is a set amount for athletes, well, or very soon will be if not already. And then the agents and the athletes can go right on their own, and hey, we want to talk to this car dealership, and you pay us X amount, we'll go promote your vehicles. What is the rule? Because I think that is part of the confusion now. Is all right. Well, what is the rule here for NIL from a university standpoint?
In theory, it's supposed to be true athlete marketing. So athletes can do a deal. They can submit it to this system called NIL Go. It's basically a clearinghouse. That's supposed to make sure that it makes sense. Like, it's not egregious. It's not a booster just paying someone, you know, an insane amount, $500K to do nothing. Like, it's supposed to monitor all that. But basically what it's supposed to be is just true athlete marketing. And then there's the rev share dollars, which is sort of what you could call the pay-for-play dollars, if you wanted to.
So do you meet, your days must be nuts in terms of the different, because I'm assuming, you mentioned you're at least meeting or talking with some of the agents of the athletes. Obviously, you're working with the university, with the athletic administration,
yep.
with Pat Kraft and company, and I assume with all of these companies, but then also with the NCAA clearinghouse.
Yeah,
is that right?
I mean, I would argue probably everyone who works in Penn State athletics days are nuts right now.
Yeah, well,
So sure I don't want to be very woe is me, and luckily I love my job. But, yeah, it's been crazy, and there's so much change, and, you know, it's wild day to day, but it's also I'm starting to find my flow, and I think we're all kind of on the same page about what it takes to win and compete. And so luckily, like, our administration's amazing. I can't say enough good things about Pat Kraft, like what he's done to evolve in this world. So yeah, it's wild, but it's interesting times.
For sure. Interesting times is no doubt.
Is an understatement. Now, as far as high schoolers are concerned, Morgan, I mean, is this just high school senior athletes? I mean, could it go back further than that? Every now and then I hear about a college gave a commitment to a freshman, to, you know, phenom kid or so on. Is this only kids, like, have to graduate from high school before they start doing stuff, or could it go back further than that? You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to think when you can make a financial commitment to someone. That would be a compliance question. I don't think we go too far back. But yeah, you start recruiting kids as early as the NCAA lets you. I forget the exact, there's like so many rules as it relates to that, but then the financial component probably comes like a little bit further into the recruiting process.
All right. Now, you mentioned NCAA. Oh, we love them. Okay. I'm being slightly facetious. What is their involvement in all this? I mean, your gentle hosts here have remarked about when is the NCAA finally going to collapse? Like, okay, enough of that. What is their involvement in all this stuff?
I think everyone wishes they'd been involved when it mattered, before it got to where it got.
Yep.
I hate to say, like, they had, like, a 40-point lead in the fourth quarter and kind of blew it, but it somewhat seems like that. Like, they just had to figure out something, and they didn't, and then it became chaos for the last couple years. And that's where, like, again, the fact that we've been able to compete the way we have with no guardrails and things just being kind of wild as it relates to that, where it went from, like, so strict to what are they even enforcing, like, overnight, is incredible. So I think they're trying to implement some rules and regulations, and they're saying, like, it can hurt your eligibility if you don't do X, Y, and Z. So we've had to kind of, like, reel everything back and make sure we're super intentional about how we do NIL moving forward. And, you know, that's efforts between compliance, our coaches, education, our administration, everyone.
All right. Okay, you mentioned no guardrails. Wild West. Mm-hmm. Now the government wants to get involved. Oh, wonderful.
I know.
What is that? What do they want to do all of a sudden now?
I think just enforce more rules, which, you know, some people are like, great. Some people are like, wait, we already signed these contracts, and now the government's getting involved. What, you know? So we'll see. It changes every day. I just am waiting for, I'm like, what's actually happening? What's being enforced today?
I am curious on the marketing standpoint. So Dave Gertis, I think, with Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, mm-hmm. will be back in the studio here shortly. But it's been, as a virtually lifelong resident of this area, we've always thought Happy Valley is a wonderful place. More people mm-hmm. should visit. And it's neat to see the different ways now that it is being promoted, and we're getting different events here. I'm just wondering, and my perception is, and again, I'm obviously associated with the wrestling program, so I'm watching guys like mm-hmm. Kyle Snyder and Kyle Dake opt to live here, come with their families, and make their home here. And I think there's reasons for that. Obviously, Penn State is part of it. But I'm wondering, when you're with the marketing angle of the athletes, are you looking beyond just Penn State? Obviously, Penn State is why they're associated. But, man, hey, you know, come watch me compete in wrestling. But while you're here, check out all of these other cool things you can do at not just State College, but Central Pennsylvania, within 2 hours either way of here.
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful thing is how our brand travels. Like, I was out in California wearing a Penn State logo, and the amount of We Are's I got out there
yeah.
is insane. So it's like, and then people come here, and they come to any game, and they're like, whoa, this is like nothing I've ever seen before. I mean, you go to a wrestling match at the Bryce Jordan Center, and people are like, holy crap, you go to a volleyball. Like, everything we do here from a sports perspective is like, no one can copy-paste that.
Yeah.
And so I think what the brand is to the United States is actually insane. And once we get people here and they come to a game, then they want to come back every year. And so Dave does an amazing job, like, marketing State College, I think.
Well, and there's such a vitality because of the university community. I mean, there's a bunch of reasons people want to retire here, but I do think a big part of it is, hey, I can retire here and be in the backyard to watch my
season
Penn State football
holder, yep.
games, but also go to all of these other events and just feel the vitality of that campus environment, of a campus town. I do think that does wonders for folks that are in their older years. It's like, yeah, I'm older, but boy, there's a lot to do, and you can kind of feed off of that energy.
And that's why it's a trickle effect, right? Because it's like, if you love this place and you love Penn State winning, NIL is a huge part of winning right now, right? So even if you don't like it, you've got to kind of support it in some capacity, unless, like, because it can happen like that. It can change like that
yeah.
so quickly if we don't continue to evolve. So it's all kind of trickles down to the other everything, you know?
Morgan, that sounds like a 500-pound weight on your shoulders. Holy moly.
No, but to your guys' point, we have so many resources. Each team has someone dedicated that I work with that's amazing. Like, our football team has a dedicated staff that's incredible. So, honestly, just our communication and how we do things has been really, really good. And so we all carry that weight, I would say.
Who ultimately, like, is Pat sitting there and personally signing off on each individual thing? I mean, that can't be happening, right? Like, are there different people? Like, are you somebody that signs off on some of these projects, or does it differ by program? I'm just thinking through in my head. My God, so, just a lot of
so all of
happening.
Our sport administrators, right? Vinny James is a sport admin for football. I work with him a ton. Adam Miller has men's basketball and volleyball. Brandy Stewart does women's basketball. Like, I work with all those individual sport administrators to keep them in the loop on what's happening with their teams. They know what's going on with their team, what athletes are doing, big deals, small deals. So it's a group effort for sure.
That was going to be a follow-up, all right? Around here, obviously, football gets a ton of promotion, basketball, wrestling. What about the other sports? And I don't want to call minor sports. That's not fair. Fencing, golf, cross-country. Are they involved with this stuff too?
Yes. I mean, every athlete has the ability to do NIL. So, like, well, I always say the sweet spot for NIL is if you have a massive influence, so you have a big social media following, and you're really elite at your sport, right? So we see that with a lot of our athletes. Like, we have women on track and field that have a massive following, and they're going to the Olympics and things like that. But not every sport generates revenue, right? So that's where that part comes in. But every athlete has the ability to do NIL.
All right. See, that was what I was going to ask. There are some sports, I don't know if they don't generate any revenue. The golf team.
You could argue some sports you lose money on, but that's the investment Penn State's willing to make. Right?
And that's always been the deal with football. We fill up Beaver Stadium 7 times a year, and they make millions and millions of dollars, and some of that money pays for this stuff over here. All right. Exactly. That's never going to change.
No.
Right? It's not like, hey, the golf team, you need to start, you know, paying for your keep or something like that. That's not what's happening here.
No.
No. No. Okay. All right.
I would never say never.
Yeah, I mean,
but I mean,
schools have to cut sports because they can't. Like, that's what makes Penn State so special is that we haven't had to do that. We've maybe had to make changes on, you know, it could be travel, whatever, to make everything work and remain competitive. But the fact that we haven't had to cut any sports.
That's what we've talked about a time or two. Not here, maybe in some other places. Some of these sports or entire athletic programs. Well, okay, I'm St. Francis, right? St. Francis basketball is going from Division I to Division III because I guess they've decided we can't compete here.
In the NCAA tournament?
Yes. For men's basketball, they made the big dance.
I don't want to see happen. I can't speak for everyone, but, like, having to eliminate those Olympic sports that make this place so special and that people, you know, go to school and maybe it's not the rest of their life, but it's a really important 4 years and things like that. So I don't think anyone wants to see that. I sure don't.
Okay. Final question for me, all right? And this is an impossible question, Morgan. It's about the future.
Where is this thing going?
If somehow you were in charge, where would you like to see this go? It should go this direction, and this should happen. What do you think there?
I think we just need a level playing field. Like, whatever the rules are needs to be enforced for everyone. And, you know, maybe some caps and things, but, like, the way, you know, NFL and NBA teams have a salary cap of some capacity, and then just true athlete marketing on the side, right? And that everyone has to show up and do their job and things like that in order to get paid. So I think that's all I'm looking for. I'm not, like, the bah humbug NIL person. Obviously, it's my full-time job, right? But I think everyone would like to see a little bit of enforcement and a level playing field.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's what most people want. And I, at the end of the day, most people, I really do think, have wanted all along for the athletes to get
something. Yeah.
They, for way too long. Again, we went from one extreme to the other, and that was the problem because of a lack of any forethought from the NCAA. But I don't think anybody begrudges student athletes getting something for their efforts. It's kind of trying to find that balance where, all right, maybe we don't need to be paying over $1 million before a kiddo steps on campus, and finding some balance there. Like, all right, yeah, let's actually.
Or everything's just a bidding war. Yes. You know, like put a cap on it and let athletes choose their school that's actually the best fit for them, because that's the other thing, is we're getting away from that too, and that stinks. Sure. Like I hate that.
Yeah, here's $20 for a pizza, when that used to put off alarm bells and flashing lights.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Morgan, my head's still spinning a little bit. We've gone from that to this.
Well, hopefully, wow. I added a little bit of insight.
Well, I didn't mean to put that 500-pound weight on your shoulders. Okay, but you have an interesting job.
Yes.
And keep doing it well, because, as we mentioned, Penn State and tourism in the area, this is all one big system now, and it needs to work well. So far, it looks like it's working pretty well.
Yeah. People are ripping their hair out, but it's working.
okay. You're a little young for that. But
not easy,
anyway.
But it is working.
Yes.
We appreciate your time, thank you for coming in.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, maybe we'll talk about this a little further, the Brave New World and other Brave New Worlds. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value.
Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer. Plus, 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. Open phone time the rest of the way at 814-954-7266.
All right, folks, what do you think? That was a really good interview with Morgan. I'm really glad we had her in here. Just a lot of background information on where this came from, what's going on now, maybe the future a little bit. Although, as Morgan said, you know, no guardrails so far, really. And on the one hand, that's exciting. On the one hand, that's terrifying. It really is. It's the Wild West, I call it, because it is right now. Governments somehow will force their way into this because, all right, I think we're both in agreement here, the NCAA has totally bungled this, and they're sort of out. They'll try to get back in. But I think that horse has left the barn,
yeah.
And schools now are just going to move forward like, okay, here's what we're doing. NCAA, you had your chance back X years ago or whatever. You had your opportunity. You kept punting. You kept ignoring. And then, boom. Now, again, the government's got this, I guess they have a commission, and got to beware of commissions sometimes, studying this stuff. Maybe that's where the guardrails are going to come from, probably, unless somehow the schools can enforce it on their own. Now, that would be interesting. All right, you got the Wild West, and they decide, okay, we're going to hire some sheriffs, and the sheriffs are going to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. Not the NCAA. This is sort of a separate something, all right? I don't know. What did you think about that? Do you feel better, Mr. Ironhead, after that interview? Because, again, this is now hugely important, not just to Penn State. It's hugely important to the neighborhood, all right? We want to bring business here. We want to bring people here. We want to be, you know, a real nexus of you know, of fun and sports and a great place to live and all this sort of stuff. It all folds into, there would be no center region if there wasn't a Penn State. We've said that a million times. So we need Penn State to keep growing and keep doing well if we, the general, all of us, are going to continue to do well. Or am I making too much of that?
I think in specific, Penn State needs to do well in the sports that are popular at Penn State. So, yes, we talked about the broad-based nature of Penn State intercollegiate athletics, and I think there is a lot of pride that Penn Staters take in that. But at the end of the day, what Penn Staters really want is, hey, we want our football team to be up there competing for national titles, competing for Big Ten titles.
In this area, we want hockey and wrestling and basketball to be competing for Big Ten and national titles. And then you have, you know, women's volleyball is very popular here. Women's soccer is popular. The lacrosse programs are popular. So it's, you know, and I think baseball and softball both have good followings and could, with some more success, I think you could see those followings swell considerably. So I think what Penn State, and I don't have the exact numbers, and I don't know that we need the exact numbers, but you know, to Morgan's point with some of the other sports, it's not the Penn State. Penn State wants to keep all of the sports. I don't know long term whether or not that's going to be possible. But where the investment is being made is in the sports I just talked about. Might throw track and field in there too. And then the other programs, again, I think they're going to support, but to a lesser degree. You know, like, you're not making a huge financial investment in the fencing program, not because you don't like fencing, but because you're not, you're getting a handful of people that go up to those fencing matches. Now, Penn Staters will take pride if fencing wins a national title. Hey, but they're not going, obviously, to the numbers that football or hockey, or but even like field hockey has a good consistent following within the university athletic community. So I think what Pat Kraft, and I don't have the exact numbers, but the investment is clearly football first, as it is with any big time athletic program that has a football team. It's football first, and then to whatever degree, it's men's basketball, because again, the revenue generated there via the TV contracts is huge. And then again, at Penn State, and this may be more school specific, but the investment is clearly being made in hockey when you look at Gavin McKenna and what it took to get him here. In wrestling, in the lacrosse programs, and if I'm leaving somebody outside, but I mean, the soccer programs, baseball and softball, like those are the ones that have the biggest following. I think the most growth potential. If lacrosse starts winning national titles, more people are going to come. I don't know that you're going to get a ton more people if the swimming and diving team starts winning national titles. You're going to get more people. I don't even know what they get now. But you're pretty limited in what you can pull in at McCorian Auditorium, for example. I mean, some of these sports are, you know, tennis. They have followings. Penn State wants to support them. You're not making the type of investment there that you're going to, because of the broad-based interest in hockey, in wrestling, in some of these other sports. So, you know, that is part of the strategy here, too, is, all right, we have X amount of dollars. We're being told we have some discretion here, a lot of discretion in how we spend it. We're not going to spend it equally across all 31 programs. It's like, no, we're going to make an investment here where we think we can get a really good return on investment. And sometimes that return isn't necessarily that the program is going to be turning a profit. Very difficult for some of those programs to show a profit. But the visibility and the when you can claim, all right, we've won 4 national titles in the last year at our school, and we were competitive at the highest levels in 3 or 4 other sports, that is attractive to an athlete no matter what the sport. It's like, huh, well, that's pretty cool. And even those sports where maybe the investment isn't being made to the same degree, golf, swimming and diving, some of these other sports, it's like, well, yeah, but man, look at the following Penn State has. If I go there, it's not like there's anywhere where you're getting tens of thousands of people turning out on the golf course to watch the cross-country races or to watch tennis matches. Again, there might be some places where it's more popular than others, but you're going to go to a school where, hey, there's a high profile there for the athletic program, for the athletic department. I think I might be able to individually build a following. And, yeah, I know tennis isn't widely followed at Penn State, but look at me. I got a really cool personality, and I'm part of the Penn State athletic department, and boom, all of a sudden you can carve out a nice little niche there for yourself in the marketing world, just as an example. So, nobody knows with certainty how all of this is going to ultimately settle out. I do think Penn State, and with Pat Kraft in charge, is positioning itself exceedingly well. Like, I don't know that there's any school that is doing a better job of positioning itself so that if there needs to be a pivot, okay, boom, we make the pivot here. We're ready to go. Oh, nope, that's not the way we're pivoting. We're pivoting over here. Okay, we're ready to go. They have the personnel in place. They have the infrastructure, if you will. And I think they're ready to move in many different directions if need be. And again, that is no easy feat because you don't know if some things could change, if there is some sort of a government edict on, all right, this is now how this is going to be handled. Whew, well, man, we really don't like that. Okay, you might not like it, but now this is the game that you're playing. Or, yeah, the government's going to keep hands off. Okay, we're positioned, we're good. Like, so it's... You're trying to do well in the moment, but you're also trying to look kind of big picture and are you ready? And I think part of what has happened here at Penn State is they have done, in my view, an exceptionally good job of preparing for that uncertain future and being ready for pretty much anything that comes down the pike. Again, could there be some curveball out there that nobody's envisioning right now? Of course. And again, that's going to be a curveball for everybody involved. But I think Penn State is really well positioned. And I think when you talk with the student athletes, if you see these interviews with the hockey players, with the baseball players, with the wrestlers, obviously with football, man, they're like, oh, these are good people. They're in it for the right reasons. They're doing good things. You can see why, even if the sport of their choice doesn't work out, they're going to go out and have success in life because these are big picture people. They understand the importance of personal development along with athletic development. It's neat to see. I mean, there's some things that are concerning. There's some things that are worrisome. But when you see these interviews, you see the overall direction of these programs, you see Penn State competing at the highest levels, and then you listen to the athletes being interviewed, and you're like, man, not prima donnas, not jerks, not people that are full of themselves. It's cool to see as a Penn State alum and somebody that follows the program and has spent most of my life around it. Yeah, there's pride there, and it's neat to see.
They are forward thinking, where apparently a lot of other schools right now still aren't. All right, they want to play by the old playbook. Well, you got to throw out the old playbook. I mean, literally, yeah. You got to throw out the old playbook. I'm a bit of a marketing geek. All right. I find it fascinating when a business, does a certain promotion and the idea is to get attention to themselves, get attention to their products or services, whatever it is, and then, of course, make the sale. All right. American Eagle Jeans. Okay. Not that long ago, American Eagle was really struggling. I saw a story a couple of days ago about stock prices. Okay. American Eagle stock prices, whoop. They've been going up. Not that long ago, they were in the tank. Somebody came up with a good marketing campaign featuring a young, attractive Hollywood actress wearing their jeans,
And probably they might have known, okay, we're going to catch some flack for this for whatever reason. But
I wonder if they did. I'm not sure they did see that.
I would like to think that they were forward thinking and they realized, okay, for some reason this is going to rub some people the wrong way. Because we've never done anything like this before. Which I think I'm correct on that. I don't buy American Eagle jeans, okay? I just don't. Nothing wrong with them. I just don't. And so they went on a totally new direction. And sometimes when you go in a totally new direction, somehow you catch flack for it. Well, they did. Now, it was stupid flack. All right. One man's opinion. Really, really stupid flack. All right. Which some people are still flacking away. It's like, oh, come on. Give me a break. But, yeah, I mean, or was it this week, right? Gavin McKenna's jersey number. Now, in the old days, it would have been, who cares? But they made a big deal out of it. That's on social media and so on. That's good marketing.
Yep.
I'm trying to think. Last year I became a women's hockey fan, the Penn State women's hockey team. And so I want to go see some of their games again this year. Okay? And their goaltender is Katie DeSa. I'd like to meet Katie sometime. That'd be great. And they did a promotional thing with her, like during the off season. This is Katie working out, and she's got the full goalie gear on, except for her helmet. She doesn't have a helmet on. And she's at the tennis center, I think, and they're firing tennis balls at her. And there's this online video of Katie, and every time a tennis ball would hit her, then she takes one in the head. Oh, okay, that one kind of hurt a little bit. And it's you're looking at this video like, what is this? And then I thought, this is really smart because we're sort of humanizing, if you will, the sport. We get to meet Katie DeSa, the goalkeeper. Looks like she's having fun. It was a fun video. Simple little marketing things like that attract good attention. And then hopefully, like you sort of mentioned, attracting good people. I'm actually, when we asked Morgan the question and her response was, you know, if we start talking to a high school kid and the first thing out of their mouth is, okay, how much are you going to give me? That's probably somebody they're not interested in. Thank you. Thank you. Because certainly that's been happening. I mean, that's unquestionably, that's been happening. Because, again, you're a kid, you're thinking, hey, I have a chance to make money now. Oh, wow. How much are you going to give me? How much are you going to give me? That has to be happening. And so the idea is, and the other mention, and Morgan mentioned this thing, the word once, the word brand. She mentioned going to L.A. and doing the We Are and getting responses. That's hilarious. That's 3,000 miles away. Okay? Yes, Penn Staters are literally everywhere. Or maybe they've at least heard the We Are thing and they know what the response is. All right? That's great. That's branding. Penn State right now has a really good brand. And if you think about it, folks, before we take a break, all of us in some people that live here, all of us are sort of involved with this. And more than just, okay, I'll send you a check. All right, here at Penn State, here's some money. Now, more than that, it's like our local businesses and things that we do here. We're trying to attract people here. Well, it's more than just playing a sport. There's all this other stuff that's going on. What about the quality of a Penn State education? All right, this goes back to Joe Paterno. You know, Penn State, Joe Paterno, he does the grand experiment thing, which some folks, as I recall, thought he was nuts. Like, what are you talking about that for? Because we're selling the Penn State brand. Coming to Penn State is an honor and a privilege. You get a lot of great stuff beyond just toting a football or shooting a basketball or another sport. You get a lot more stuff that gets with that. And maybe in some small way, all of our local businesses and offerings and activities and so on, if we want to attract more of these, we'll call them top quality folks, that's not just the university. I think in some respects, that's all of us. In some small way. And if it works on the Penn State side, it ultimately works for like local businesses and things like that. One helps the other. All right. You mentioned you talk about tourism and so on. That is huge. It's huge. So let's take a break right here. All right. This is a big deal. And we all have some little involvement with it. Hopefully good involvement. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have one more segment. If you want to chime in, you got the chance. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Welcome right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
It is Let's Talk here on a Thursday. One final segment. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266.
All right, we got about 5 minutes. Oh, I could get into some things, but then no. We'll hold it for we'll hold some of this stuff for tomorrow.
Oh.
We have an open line program. Two weeks ago, we had a guest from FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, Free Speech. FIRE is now suing Secretary of State Marco Rubio. And I won't get into too much. I'll save this for tomorrow, okay? Their argument is, free speech, of course, is in the First Amendment of the Constitution, okay? Does that apply to non-citizens? And not just illegal non-citizens, like, all right, they broke the rules. Legal non-citizens. If you're a non-citizen, do the free speech rules apply to you? Marco Rubio apparently thinks the answer is no. FIRE disagrees, and they're suing him. Now, I only mention that because, you know, sometimes you see some of these organizations, well, they go to the right. Well, they go to the left. FIRE goes in both directions. All right. FIRE has taken on the ACLU from time to time. That's left. FIRE is now suing Rubio. Well, that's clearly right. I actually find that strangely refreshing. A group that's not afraid to take on who knows, because their basic tenets about free speech, well, just how free is that free speech? All right, we've talked about that a little bit. Just how free is that free speech? Yeah. You know, all the problems on college campuses, not so much here as much anymore. I'm thinking about some other places. Hello, Columbia, are you listening? Harvard, you tuning in this morning? And some other, you know, I guess the Ivy League in general, seemingly. Free speech is free speech. Doesn't matter what direction you're going in. I'll save that for tomorrow. I just found that strangely refreshing. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, real quickly, it is National Lighthouse Day.
Whoa, lighthouse!
I love lighthouses.
I do too.
It is National Sea Serpent Day.
Whoa, what is that?
Go give a friendly hello to your favorite sea serpent. It is National Purple Heart Day. Thank you, yes. Purple Heart recipients.
Yes.
And then we get to its National Raspberries and Cream Day.
Woo.
I'm in.
I'm hungry.
And you need something to wash that down.
Oh,
ladies
boy.
And gentlemen.
Here we go.
Today is National IPA Day. Go celebrate with an India Pale Ale. I plan to do exactly that. Cheers.
Does it say there who sponsors this? Where does this stuff come from?
National IPA Day is sponsored by Ironhead.
Oh.
Ironhead brings you. No, that's
no,
not right.
No. Not true.
It is, let's see, the IPA.
Somebody sponsors this. It's like, where does this stuff come from?
Yeah, this one, usually I do say here. I'm just trying to see the. All right, the history. Author of The Beer Wench's Guide to Beer, an unpretentious guide to craft beer, and beer enthusiast, Ashley Ralston, founded National IPA Day in 2011.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that, dear Ashley.
What's the name of her book?
That would be The Beer Wench's Guide to Beer, an unpretentious guide to craft beer.
So apparently she's the beer wench.
And if you're planning ahead, future National IPA Day dates, August 6th of 2026, August 5th of 2027, August 3rd of 2028, August 2nd of 2029, and August 8th of 2030. Mark it on your advance calendars now.
This sounds like the first Thursday in August.
Well, that would be the
okay,
case,
that's
yes.
What that. And what was that one, Sea Serpent Day?
That's right, National Sea Serpent.
Do I have never been to Discovery Space, which is off of Atherton Street.
Yeah.
Don't they have a manta ray or a
stingray?
Stingray.
Yeah, they have a stingray.
They have a stingray over there. Wouldn't that be a sea serpent?
Is that a serpent?
Well, what's a serpent? You want to define that? You came up with the day, sea serpent.
I think this is more of a legendary figure.
Oh,
I'll have to do a little more reading on
like
it.
Like Loch Ness Monster or something.
Okay. I'll have to read.
Or dragons. Or
I didn't get too far into that.
Okay.
I got distracted by the IPA.
Yeah, of course you did.
Folks, the
beer wench.
Cheers to you. We thank you for joining us today, and make another plan to join us tomorrow morning, and go have a great Thursday.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.